is a celery die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like?
You know, where do you think most entrepreneurs go wrong with regards to sales? I mean, look, if it doesn't get sold, nothing happens. The organization just fails.
Mm-hmm.
Where are most entrepreneurs missing the mark?
So a lot of entrepreneurs are really, really good at their craft. I own a cake shop and I make the most amazing cakes on the planet. Or I own a design studio and I'm the best graphic designer on the planet. But that doesn't mean I have the same skill set as the selling skill set. I could be providing the best service, the best product. But I think what happens to a lot of entrepreneurs is they don't know how to sell it because they were never taught. Their training came in, those 10,000 hours didn't come in sales. They came in their craft, right? That's how they got so good at whatever it is they do. But, you know, if you're the cake lady and you own a cake shop and you must make the best cakes on the planet, it doesn't really matter if no one's buying the cakes, so you're not going to be open too long. And so I think what happens is a lot of people think, I am so good at this that I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to create my own income by selling this thing. And what they realize when they start is like, oh, wait, how do I even sell this thing? Where do I begin? And they don't realize how important belief is, how important attitude is in selling. Like, things that you wouldn't even think are important in selling are important.
So what do you tell the small entrepreneur just getting going? You know, he's got his little baby, whatever that is, whether it's a service, whether it's a product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doesn't have a sales background, doesn't really have the money to hire somebody to do sales. Where does he start?
So you need to make sure your sales skills are as good as your trade skills. And that may come from taking online courses, reading books, invest time in actually learning how to sell. Go talk to customers, Go talk to customers, find out what they love about your product, because their belief in your product is going to help instill even further belief in your product. And you need that belief to actually... be transferable when you're meeting with the client or the prospect. And so actually sit down and outline, like, why do I think my product or service is the best on the planet? Why is my company the best? Why is working with me the best thing to do on the planet? And outline those beliefs so that you have that list. And those are the key point. Those are the messages you're going to need to transfer when you're meeting with a prospect.
You know, I find a lot of times too is that people aren't good at it right away, so they don't want to do it. And of course, you're not going to get better at it until you do it. You know, we all start off doing it poorly. When I first learned how to tie my shoes, I was really bad at it.
I'm still not very good at it.
I got to put out an ebook.
I just got these new shoes. Can you see them? They have no ties. They have no laces. They're so amazing. It's like wearing a sock with a sole.
Is that an On shoe?
It's by APL. I'm obsessed with this company, but there's no laces. I love it.
I love that. Today's show brought to you by the Sneaker Company. But it's, you know, it's true. We all start off doing things poorly. That's where everybody starts.
I think also there's a fear of rejection. So you have built this amazing thing, whatever it is, a widget, whatever, right? And then you go in there and someone doesn't want to buy from you. Oh, no. You know, when I was early in my sales career, I had to figure out a way to start loving the no's. And so what I would do after every, I was selling Cutco knives, and there were some people who just didn't want knives. They had knives already. Or they didn't, like, you know, some people bought for me even though they had knives and didn't need them. But there were a lot of people who just had no desire. They had been pitched Cutco knives by all of their other friends' kids and just didn't want them. And that's fine. But I had to realize, like, you can't take that personally. Okay, so for your listeners out there, just because they don't want to buy from you doesn't mean that something's wrong with you or they don't like you or they don't like your product or service. Okay, so you have to figure, you have to separate the rejection from the personal piece. And once you can do that and realize it's like, don't take it personally, and then you can put a positive spin on it. So like, yes, I got another no. And now that means I need three more. And Jeffrey always says this thing, you know, Jeffrey Gittimer, who you interviewed, always says this thing like, first no of the day, I need three more to get to yes, you know? And if you take that attitude with you on every sales call, it's not gonna matter if you get a no. You're gonna be wanting more no's just so you can get an answer and move on to the next one.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.